This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and our anti-aging dermatology and skincare channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Dr. Susan Goodlerner, a board-certified dermatologist located in Torrance, California. For those of you jetting off on vacation, Dr. Goodlerner is here to talk to us about sun protection and what are things to consider when choosing a sunscreen. Welcome back, Dr. Goodlerner, to eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, certainly good to have you back with us, and just wanted to lead off with what type of a sunscreen, if you have sensitive skin or have reacted to sunscreen products, what's your best choice there?
Well, there are now sunscreens that are specifically labeled sensitive skin or baby sunscreen or pure and free. Look at the ingredients. So if you're sensitive to some of the chemical sunscreen ingredients, these products have zinc oxide or titanium dioxide or a combination of both. Those ingredients actually reflect the sun's rays. They're non-chemical. So those should be appropriate for anyone with sensitive skin.
And as far as acne-prone skin, what's the best choice there?
Well, that's another good question. For those who have acne-prone skin on the face, look for the labeling non-comedogenic or for acne-prone skin. Some of these products may be a lighter lotion or a gel base, so anything that's not as thick of a sunscreen may need to be applied more often but should not cause breakouts.
Now, what number SPF and type is recommended for those involved with sports activities or swimming?
Great question. Sunscreens will now require to be labeled how long you can be in the water without reapplying. So the best sunscreens on the market should say sweat or water resistant 90 minutes. So what that means is those sunscreens will protect you, but after an hour and a half need to be reapplied. And since most people don't apply sufficient amount of sunscreen, I recommend at least a number 50. And just keep in mind, if you're at the beach, it actually takes a shot glass full of sunscreen to cover your whole body.
Today, once again, we are with Dr. Susan Goodlerner, a board-certified dermatologist located in Torrance, California, here on eHealth Radio's Anti-Aging Dermatology and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Goodlerner, how often does sunscreen need to be reapplied?
That's another good question. So, as I just mentioned, if you're doing sports or water activities, every 90 minutes is optimal, or at least every 2 hours. If you're just putting your sunscreen on and going to be mostly inside, not really sweating, probably a couple of times during the day is optimal. If you're just going to work, put it on in the morning, and you should be good for most of the day.
Lastly, for those that are after a golden tan, is a base tan from a tanning salon protective?
Well, that's quite a misconception. We now know that light from tanning salons, UVA, is actually a melanoma and skin cancer promoter. We found that particularly young women who've frequented tanning salons during their teens and 20s are having a markedly accelerated incidence of melanoma in their 30s. So I'd say no to that base tan. And if you need to look tan in the moment, probably the spray-on or self-applied at home tan from a tube might be the safest bet.
Always good advice. Certainly appreciate your sharing this information with us. Where can our listeners get more information and also be in contact with you online?
Check our website at www.drgoodlerner.com, and you can also find me on Facebook at Dr. Goodlerner.
Always good to have you. Thanks for the rich information, and for those that are looking to go out on vacation, hang out around the beach, or involved with sports activities, this information is so important. Dr. Goodlerner, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Susan Goodlerner, a board-certified dermatologist located in Torrance, California. And once again, for contact and for more information, simply visit drgoodlerner.com. eHealthRadio.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Anti-Aging Dermatology and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.